The title of this year is Rosh Hashanah, A Fresh Start Right From the Beginning. Fresh Start is a weight loss program, but we're not going to speak about weight loss. We're going to speak maybe about Avera loss. Rabbi Schlesinger's shir was based on a pasuk that we say, part of the tefillah that we say on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. The days that we're approaching are called in the Sforim Yoyme de Tzilusa. These are days of davening. Tzilusa is in Aramaic for davening, days of prayer. And we say on Rosh Hashanah in Musaf, part of our tefillah there is the Zichronos, that the Ribbono Shel Olam remembers. So we say the following: Mireishis Kozois Hoidato. From the beginning, you let mankind know, umulafnim, and from before time, oisa gilisa, you revealed the following, that what? That ze hayoyim, this day of Rosh Hashanah, tchilas ma'asecha, is the beginning of your works. And as it would seem, this is the day when you started doing things connected with the world. Zikaron, it is the remembrance, liyom rishon, to the first day. It would seem to be speaking about the first day of the creation of heaven and earth. Ki chok liyisrael hu, it's a law to the Jewish people. Mishpat alakei Yaakov, it is a judgment of Hashem, the God of Yaakov. In other words, that Rosh Hashanah, we know, is a yom mishpat, it's a day of judgment. So first he brought from a Sefer Ksava Kabbalah that we see there's a tremendous chesed on the one hand that the Ribbono Shel Olam does with Klal Yisrael when it comes to a day of judgment. But especially, we have to think how this applies to the United States court of law, but especially, let's say, in uncivilized countries. If somebody is caught and he's going to be tried for a crime, so for many months he may not even know when the day of judgment is going to be. And then suddenly he gets a letter or gets a knock on the door, okay, you're going for trial. So there's a psychology involved in that. I think the United States is better. You find out when your trial date is going to be in advance. But especially in non-civilized countries, you're left in the prison to rot for many months, and suddenly you're going to trial. So the point is that while you're waiting, you begin to think, maybe they forgot about it. I don't hear anything. Maybe they forgot about it. Then suddenly you're told you have to go to judgment. You get all mevulbel. You get all, you thought they already forgot about it. They're going to leave you alone. And now suddenly you're all mixed up. And so the purpose is to confuse you that you shouldn't be able to present your arguments. However, Hashem is not like that. Hashem tells you, and I was thinking, even though the United States, we know when our trial is going to be, but it's also, it comes 2 weeks before the trial. It's Hashem tells us right from the beginning. You could mark it on your calendar every year, Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei. You could know a year in advance, this is going to be the day of the trial. So Hashem is giving you every opportunity in the world to prepare your defense. So on the one hand, it's a tremendous chesed. On the other hand, it places on us a tremendous responsibility. Why? In the mashal that we gave of the person waiting for trial, he might have an excuse. Oh, I thought you forgot about it, and now that you are ready to take him to trial, I'm not prepared well. I didn't prepare because I thought you forgot about it. But Hashem is telling us in advance, this is the day of the trial. I'm giving you even a year's notice when the next trial is going to be, and you didn't prepare then. In a way, it's an accusation against us. You knew you're going to trial. You knew exactly when the date is. So on the one hand, it's a chesed. And on the other hand, it put places on us a great responsibility that we do prepare ourselves for the day of trial. Then he brought a Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, "Keman matzlinin ha'idna zeh hayom tchilas masechos ikar liyom rishon." According to which opinion do we daven on Rosh Hashanah this pasuk that today is the beginning of the work of Hashem? What does the Gemara mean? We have a machlokas. When was the world created? Was the world created in Nisan or was the world created in Tishrei? And Rabbi Lazar's opinion, the world was created in Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua's opinion is that the world was created in Nisan. So if on Rosh Hashanah we say, today is the first day of your deeds, and as this is when you created heaven and earth, so who does this go like? Gemara says, yes, it must go like Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar who says, Tishrei Nivra Olam, that the world was created in Tishrei, so today, Aleph Tishrei, this is the beginning of your work of the deeds that Hashem did in creating the world. The Arizal tells us that both are correct, because in many instances we find that Tishrei is the beginning of the world. In other things we find Nisan. He says both are correct, and we don't really know what he means, but we'll just say the words. He says that just like someone, a lady is expecting a child, and then she gives birth, so Tishrei is the pregnancy, the beginning of the pregnancy, and it's a short pregnancy. 6 months later, in Nisan is the actual birth. And that's what we say on Rosh Hashanah, Hayoim Haras Olam. The word Haras is from the Aramaic word Hiroyon. Hiroyon means pregnancy. So whatever that means exactly, we don't know. This is already Kabbalah, the secrets of the Torah. But in some way that Tishrei is the Hiroyon of the world, Hayoim Haras Olam, that's the beginning of the pregnancy of the world, the actual birth is on Nisan. Now, we have to understand what this means exactly. We're trying to understand this tefillah of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. Zeh hayoim tchilas masecha. Today is the beginning, like we said, it's Tishrei, Aleph Tishrei. It's the beginning of the sheshes, you may bereshes of your creation of heaven and earth. Zikaron liyom rishon. It's a remembrance to the first day. So it's a little difficult. You just said, it's the first day, Tchilas Masecha, and then you say it's a remembrance to the first day. It seems that this is not the first day. This day is reminding you of the Yom Rishon, but you just said it is the Tchilas Masecha. So what does that mean exactly? So we will get to understand it with the following. The Marsha, based on a run, and it's Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer, tells us that really it's not correct. Even if we say it's Tishrei and not Nisan, but Aleph Tishrei is not when Hashem created the beginning of the world. The Pirkei Rabbi Lezer tells us the beginning of the world, Breishis Bor Elokim Es Hashamayim Es Haaretz, was Chaf Hei Elul, 6 days before Rosh Hashanah. You know what happened on Rosh Hashanah, on the sixth day of creation? That was the creation of Adam Arishon. So what do we mean when we say, Zeh Hayom, today, Rosh Hashanah, Tchilas Masecha, that's when you started the world. It's not true. Chafei Elul Hashem started the world. And in fact, the word Bereshis, Beis Resh Aleph Shin Yotav. If you take out the Beis and the Aleph, what you have left is Resh Shin Yotav. And if you switch those letters around, that's the word Tishrei. And then what Bereshis means is Be'aleph Tishrei. Take out the Beis and the Aleph. Be'aleph, in the first day of the letters that remain, Tishrei, right? You'll put it down on paper, you'll see, it works out. In the beginning of Tishrei, you create, again, what do you mean? It's a remez, a hint that it's the beginning of Tishrei. It's not true. Chafei Elul. Hashem created the heaven and earth. So the answer, explains the Marsha, is that the world was, you're right, the world started on Chaf Hei Elul. Vayi Erev, Vayi Voker, Yom Echad. There's a difference between Yom Echad and Yom Rishon. This is a Zikaron LiYom Rishon. Hashem was Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. When do we see Hashem as the one over the world that He created? That was the first day. Echad. But Echad is different than Rishon. What's the difference between Echad and Rishon? Rishon means you are the beginning of a series. You're a Rishon to what follows after. Echad means one by itself. Until Adam HaRishon was created, which he was the purpose of the world. So the world didn't have a Rishon yet. It had an Echad, it had a Sheni. Each one was separated from the other. When was the Rishon created, which would affect what comes after, as we will explain, Rosh Hashanah, that's what we're going to see in this year. Rosh Hashanah, which is the Rishon of the whole year, affects the entire year that comes after it. That was on Zeh Hayoyim, Tchilas Masecha. You know what that remez of Bereshis we said is B'Alef Tishrei? No, Shemayim V'Orts was not Baal of Tishrei, it was Chaf Heyel. But what was the purpose of Shemayim V'Orts? The purpose of Shemayim V'Orts, the purpose of the whole Sheishis Yimei Bereishis, the 6 days of creation, was all for the purpose of the world, which is man, which was Adam HaRishon. Because without Adam, there was no purpose to make the world. The whole world was because of Adam. Once you get to Adam, which is Alef Tishrei, 6 days later, Zeh Hayoyim Tchilas Masecha. Now that I reached the purpose of the world, so now it's considered that everything that happened before Adam was created is all for this moment when Adam is created. So now we understand what it means. Zikaron liyom rishon. This day now is when the world is really starting. The heaven and earth was created 6 days ago. But the rishon, which is going to have an effect on what comes after, that's now that Adam HaRishon is created. Now, he brought a Gemara in Masechet Brachos. The Gemara there relates where various Tanoim, after they davened in the morning Shacharis, they would add their own individual tefillah. Rab Lozer, when he finished davening, he said the following. He said a few things, but the main thing that we want to focus on are the following words. That he asked Hashem, today, v'satzliach soifenu, make our end successful, achris, the end, v'tikva, and the hope. What does this mean? So Rashi explains, shetehe achrisenu toiva, our end should be good, v'nira, and we should see, ma shekivinu, what we hoped for. So the simple understanding of what Rab Lozer was saying is, at the end of the day, when we leave this world after 120 years, our end, we should see what we hope for. What do we hope for during our whole life? I hope we go to Gan Eden. I hope we get Olam Haba. That's what we should get. That is a good pshat in what Rab Lozer's tefillah was. But Rabbi Schlesinger suggested Rab Lozer was saying something else. And he said this every day. Every day we get up in the morning, we have all kinds of plans, what's going to happen today. And very often, at the end of the day, you know, we wanted to daven with more kavana, we wanted to do more chesed, we wanted to be nicer to Ben Adam Lechavero, and at the end of the day, we kind of look back and, you know, we didn't make it. So Rab Lozer, at the beginning of each day, and the same thing happens by the year, the Rosh Hashanah comes every year, the fresh start, we're going to start new. And this year is going to be different than last year. And we have all kinds of plans. But then when it comes like we are now at the end of Tov Shin Samach Zayin, and we look back, you know, remember all the things, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and we decided we're going to do this correct, and we're going to improve in this area and in that area. And the end of the year, we're back to where we were last year at the end of the year. Nothing happened. We didn't move anywhere. So Rabbi Lozer's tefillah was, V'satzliach seifenu, you should be matzliach, our end. What does it mean? Our end is the achris. What's going to happen at the end of the day, or at the end of the year, it should equal v'sikva. It should equal what we, nira, says Rashi, mashakivinu. We should actually merit to see what we had hoped for at the beginning of the day, what we had hoped for at the beginning of the year. We should make it at the end that it should equal what we had planned out at the beginning. That was his bracha. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
It's been online. Okay. Oh. Can I just send it to my email?
Refuah Shlema for Chaya Etesara.
Bas Devar was in surgery right now.
Should be a schus for her and to anyone who listened to the shir afterwards. Should be a schus for Refuah Shlema. So Rav Schlesinger explained, how do you get there? How do you get that the end should in fact equal to what you hoped for in the beginning? The in a nutshell, and that's what we're going to elaborate a little bit on. You get there by putting all your efforts into the beginning. If the beginning is good, if the beginning is solid, then you can hope that by the end you will equal what you were hoping for in the beginning. The Rashi at the beginning of Chumash, Bereishis Bara Elokim, so Rashi says the world was created for two things, Beis, Reishis, two things that are called beginning. Rashi says the world was created for Torah, which is called Reishis, and he brings a pasuk, and the world was created for Yisrael, that's called Reishis. And the Chazal say other things. It was created for Bikurim, for Challah, that's called Reishis. So Rabbi Schlesinger asked the question, why do we have to make a code word Reishis? The pasuk should have said, B'Reishis Bara Elokim, Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil Torah, Bikurim, Chalo. Why are we using like a hidden word, Reishis? So the answer, Rabbi Schlesinger said, is the world wasn't created necessarily Yisrael, Torah, Bikurim. The world was created for Reishis. What's an example of Reishis? You have all kinds of examples. You have Torah, you have Yisrael, Bikurim, Chalo. But the purpose of the world is the beginning. Because everything goes by a solid beginning. He brought a Tosus in Masechta Chagiga, brings a Yerushalmi. We know that there was a Tana, one Tana whose name was changed. His name was Elisha ben Avuya. And in fact, he's mentioned in a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So he was in the chain of Tanoim, and something happened to him. He became Acher. He became that other person. He changed. He became an Apikiris. He told his Talmud, Rav Meir learned from Acher, and he told Rav Meir, everyone can do tshuva except me. I'm too far gone. I can't do tshuva. They were going on the way, and he tells Rav Meir, don't go further. You're past the Tchum Shabbos. They were going on. So Rav Meir said, what about you? He says, I'm lost. I'm gone. And it says that he rode an animal on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, that fell on Shabbos. That this Elisha ben Avuya was a Tana. A Tana is way above, we have no concept what a Tana was. And he fell to the lowest level to become such an Apikoros. So the Yerushalmi wants to know, what happened to Acher? What went wrong? And the Yerushalmi says, what went wrong was at his Bris Milah. At his Bris Milah, his father invited all the Rabbonim and other people. And the Rabbonim saw, you know, the people were eating and drinking. So the Rabbonim said, listen, everybody's eating, drinking, having a good time. We want to have a good time also. Our good time is to discuss Torah. So they went on aside and they began to discuss Torah. And they discussed Torah with such an intensity that there was a fire that surrounded them. And this fire was not a fire that consumes. It was a fire from Har Sinai. Har Sinai, that fire was, that ash by Har Sinai wasn't a fire that destroys things. It was a fire without destroying things. A special fire. When Elisha ben Avuya's father saw what Torah could bring to such greatness, he said, "If Yiskayim haben azeh, l'toira ani mafrishay." If my child survives, I'm going to separate him. All he will have in life is Torah. And so that's where it went wrong. It would seem, and Rabbi Aaron Cutler learns from this, unbelievable. Because, what did he want to do? He didn't say, I want my son to be a millionaire. He said, look what Torah can bring. I want my son to have Torah.
Good.
It's good. So what did he do wrong? So the answer is, Oh, so that's what we want to explain. What was wrong? Halavai, every Latora, Lachuppa, Lamasim Tovim, that's what we wish that every child by the bris, that he comes Latora, Lachuppa, Lamasim. What did Elusha Ben Ruah's father do wrong? He did two things wrong. The first thing he did wrong is it wasn't Lishma. And Rabbi Aaron Cutler learns it wasn't altruistic. He didn't want Torah for Torah. He wanted the Torah because he'd get the fire. Look how great the rabbis are. Everybody looked at the rabbis and they saw fire around them. So he wanted the honor of Torah. He didn't want Torah itself, Lishma. There was a defect. And maybe we'll look at it, well, it was only a small defect. And Rabbi Aaron Cutler says, look, if the racious, that's Rav Schlesinger's point from this Gemara. If the beginning is not a solid beginning, 100%, a little defect, we know if you go on a fork in a road, right where the fork starts, it's a very small, you can go from one, if you made a little mistake today coming to work here, there's a fork in the road, it's not our usual way that I go, I had to go by ferry instead of by the PATH train because of September 11 activities. So I, by accident, when I went on this way that I don't normally go, I went down a wrong road, but I was able, I caught myself, it didn't look familiar, and right away I went back, I went to the right road. It took 2 seconds out of my way. But had I not been concentrating on where I was, I would have found myself far, far away. So when a fork in the road, a little defect, Rabbi Aaron Cutler says, in the beginning it's only a little defect. In the end, we learn from this Gemara that a Tana could become an Apikoros, he could become Acher, that everybody is accepted in Tshuva except for Acher. He went so far away from Yiddishkeit. And the second thing he did wrong, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that his father started 8 days late. He didn't start from the beginning. He started this 8 days late. And others say maybe he started it 9 months and 8 days late. This child was already in his mother's stomach for 9 months. You didn't start from the beginning. And if you didn't start right from day one, it's possible that such a thing could happen. Had you started earlier, right from the beginning, then Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, then Acher would not have happened. So from all this we see how important it is when you're starting a new thing that right from the start it has to be done properly. The Vilna Gaon says that if a shul is built and at the time of the building of the shul everyone has in mind only the best kavanas that we're building the shul in order to daven properly and we don't want to have talking in our shul, we want to have decorum, we want to have kedusha. So then, if you do it at the yesod, if you do it at the foundation, if you do it right from the start, from the beginning, then that will have an effect, and that shul will merit that people will daven properly there, and they won't have any kavanas that they're not supposed to have, any thoughts that they're not supposed to have during davening, if they did it right from the start. The Gra in a Siddur on davening tells us how important, again, in the same idea, how important the beginning is. And the Gra says, Kol hascholas dover hu yoyser mechetzi. When you start something, the beginning is worth more than half of the whole thing. It's as if you've already done, if you do it properly, it's done more than half. You're already a majority of the way once you start it. And where do we see this? He says a few examples. Number one, Moshe is the one who brought us the Torah from Hashem and brought it down to mankind. So he was the first one who brought the Torah. Moshe is equal, Chazal say, to the 600,000 Jews. And we see that it says in the Chumash, in Parshas Vezois HaBracha, Vayar Reishis Loi Chalkis Mechaikik Sofen. It says that in Shevet God, I believe it is, if I remember correctly, that's where Moshe Rabbeinu's place of burial is, and he saw his place of burial, Reishis, he is called the Reishis, because since Moshe was the first one to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he's equal to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Mila is equal to all other mitzvahs. Why? It was the first mitzvah that Avraham was commanded that he should perform in his own body. It's equal to all the other mitzvahs. Tzitzis Tzitzis was the first mitzvah that Avram was hinted to do in the pasuk. Michut v'atzroich now. For one, chut is a thread, refers to tzitzis, and tzroich now is made out of leather, refers to tefillin. The first one is tzitzis. Tzitzis is equal to all other mitzvahs. Shabbos is equal to all other mitzvahs. It's the first losa said that the Jews kept in Mitzrayim. And what's very interesting is that you can count it up next time you daven Shemayna Esrei. In the first bracha of Shemayna Esrei, there are 18 praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because this is the first bracha of Shemayna Esrei. Shemayna Esrei is 18 brachas. And that's what, that bracha is equal to the rest of Shemayna Esrei. It's the Rosh Rishon, the first of anything. That's the head, that's the most important, and it's equal to everything else. And that's why the din is that if you don't have kavana of the words of Shemayna Esrei, you have to have kavana, the whole Shemayna Esrei, that you're standing in front of Hashem. But if you don't have kavana for the meaning of the words of the first bracha of Shemayna Esrei, you're not yoytzei Shemayna Esrei. And the din really is that you have to repeat Shemayna Esrei. Why don't we do that? Because we're worried that if you're going to repeat Shemayna Esrei with such low levels, that we're not going to have kavana the second time either. And then we wouldn't be able to go to work. We'd keep davening a whole day because we're so limited, we can't even have proper kavana once. So me'ikar adin, the halach is, you don't have kavana in the first bracha, you have to repeat Shemayna Esrei, because it's equal to the rest of Shemayna Esrei. Now we see, there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara says, there was a machloikis between Rav Chiya and Rav Chanina, if I remember correctly. Rav Chanina said, if Torah would be forgotten from Klal Yisrael, I would bring it back with my pilpul. I am so great that even if everybody else forgot the Torah, I could bring it back. Rav Chiya said, I did something greater. As the Marsha explains, you are theoretical. If Torah would be forgotten, you would bring it back. I made sure that Torah wouldn't be forgotten. So when you do something, it's stronger than potential if Torah would have been forgotten. What did I do to make sure that Torah wasn't forgotten? I took seeds and I planted in the ground flax seeds, and from then there came flax bushes, and from the flax bushes I made nets, and with the nets I caught deer, and then I shechted the deer, I gave the meat of the deer to Yisomim, and I took the skins and I wrote on them the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, one book on each skin. And I gave it to five children, and I told the five children, learn each one. You learn Bereshis, you learn Shmos, Vayikra, etc. And then I told each one to teach the other ones that these five children knew the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And then I taught Mishnayos to six children, and I told them all to teach each other that everybody knew the six. So I actually made it that Torah wouldn't be forgotten. When Rebbe heard what Rav Chiya did, he said, "Gedoyle Maisa Chiya." What Chiya did was unbelievable. What was so great about what Rav Chiya did? So the Marsha says, "Shekol Maisa Zeh L'Toyra Hu B'Tchila L'Shem Shemayim." Everything Rav Chiya did was L'Shem Shemayim. Why did he have to plant seeds and make flax and make nets and then catch the deer? Go down, buy some deer, shech them. Oh, because if he would have bought the deer, he meant it for the sake of heaven. But what about the guy who's selling it to him? He has a kavan in there. I'm going to make a couple of dollars on this. So that already would spoil it. What Rav Chiya was saying was that everything I did to teach these five children Chumash and the six children Mishnayos was totally 100%. L'shem Shemayim. There was nothing else mixed into it. There was no benefit to anybody out of it, except that these are things to prepare children. It was to Torah. It was total purity. Even the meat of the animal, what did I do with it? I fed it to the Yisomim. So every part of this deer that was shechted, the skin was for to make the chumash on, the meat was for the Yisomim, the seeds I planted, right from even the nets were holy nets. Everything if you do right from the start, you do it so with such lishma, with so altruistically, you have no bad intention mixed into it, then you're successful in making sure that Torah is not forgotten. So again, we see that the importance of doing things right from the start. The first day of Nisan, it says, took 10 crowns. It's the Chazal tell us what the 10 crowns. The 11th is it's my anniversary when I got married. But the first 10, the Chazal speak about and the lashon of Chazal is Rashi Masechtah Shabbos Rishon Lasara Dvarim. You know why this day of the first day of Nisan is crowned? Because it is the first for 10 things. So again, the first done properly, that is the crown. So he said a very interesting thing. We know everybody's busy on Rosh Hashanah with the fruits that you, the simonim. We want to have a good year. Rabbi Heinemann says that if you take raisin and celery, then you have a raisin celery. You know that you'll have get a it'll be a segula.
Let us have a raisin.
Okay.
Celery.
So we're all busy with these simonim, and we want, right? And then he says, but what about, let's speak about the husband. The husband's there with all the simonim, and he's with a sour face. Why? Because he sees the shechianu on the second day of the night of Rosh Hashanah, and he ate all the shechianas already. None of them are shechianas. He's so upset. What's he going to do with shechianas? Or his wife, instead of, she made the terrible cardinal avera of she forgot to buy round challahs. She bought long challahs. So he's there with a sour puss. So what kind of simon is that? Here, right? So it's more important that he's smiling, that he's happy, it's yontiv, and that he's mevater, and he overlooks if something wasn't done 100%, or he's fed a certain food that he likes a different food better. If he can get over that, and the best simon is if he has a happy, smiley face for yontiv, that's worth more than all the simonim that he has on the table. So again, doing it right from the start. So now we understand the pasuk that we began. Mereishis kozoi sodata. You taught us this from the beginning. Umelefnim oisagalisa. You revealed to us that what? Zeh hayoim. This day of Rosh Hashanah is tchilas masecha. It's the beginning of your actions, even though heaven and earth were made 6 days earlier. But Adam is the purpose of Shemayim v'aretz. And therefore, Zikaron liyom rishon. Now that Adam, who's the purpose of the world, was created, now is the beginning, even though it's the sixth day of creation, but it's the first day. Why? Because it affects everything that comes after. Adam affected everything that came after him, and this day is the Yom Rishon day. It affects the entire year. He brought from the Gera Rebbe, Imre Emes. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Hai Yoim Akama, this first day of Rosh Hashanah, Derei Shata, Ichama Kula Shata Chama. If it's a hot day, it's going to be hot the whole year. Ikriri, if it's a cold day, Kula Shata Kriri, the whole day is cold. So he asked the question, the Ger Rebbe, were Chazal here weathermen? They're telling us what the weather's going to be for the next 12 months. And he says, no, he meant spirituality. He meant if Rosh Hashanah is your Cham, if you're hot, if you have fervor, that's an indication what's going to be the rest of the year. Because the way the beginning is, if you do the beginning correctly, 100%, as we said, then that's a Rishon. It's Zikaron Liyom Rishon, what's going to happen afterwards. He brought from Rab Chaim Friedlander, who was Mashgiach of Panovich Yeshiva, that the Madregis HaAdam Shal Rosh Hashanah, who kaveya madregas adam lechol hashana, the whatever madrega person is on Rosh Hashanah, that is going to establish your entire year. So if you want to have the bracha of the seifenu achris v'tikva, Rav Lozer asked from Hashem that at the end of the year our end should equal what we envisioned for the year at the beginning. How do you do that? That's if you make sure that you're beginning. And I forgot to mention that they said to Rav Meir, your Rebbe Acher, he didn't learn a pasuk correctly. The pasuk says, Toiv Acheris Dover Mei Reishisoi. So the simple shot is, it's better when you get to the end of something than from the beginning. The beginning, you don't know what's going to happen. That's how you learn the pasuk in the simple way. But the Chazal learned it like this. Toiv Acheris Dover, the end of a thing is good. You know when? Shehu Toiv Mei Reishisoi. You know when the end can be good? If it was good right from the start. If you're going to wait till the end of the year, then you don't have such a good chance that it's going to wind up good. But if Mereshisai, if all the way from the beginning, you did the beginning 100% good, if everybody puts their efforts into the beginning of the year, that it should be 100% good, then in Mitzvah Hashem, it'll have a positive effect on the end of the year. And he brought us Sfas Emes. We don't have that much time to go into it. The Sfas Emes says that Rosh Hashanah is known by the word Hayoy. This day. That's what it says. Ze Hayoy. Tchilas Masecha. Every other day of the year is Yoyim. What's the Hayoyim?
Hayoyim Harasa.
That's right. That's example. Hayoyim Harasa Olam. Hayoyim Yamod Bamishpat. Miloy Nifkat Kayoyim Hazeh. Ze Hayoyim Tchilas Masecha. All of these. The Sfas Emes says the pasuk Hayoyim in Bekoyloi Tishmo. Which day is the day when we hear the voice? Koyloi? That's the voice of the shofar. So if this special day is Yitzchak Avram prayed in Chumash, it says Akedes Yitzchak Lazaroi Hayoyim Barachim and Tiskor. There's an Indian to say, especially on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Akedas Yitzchak, even if you don't say it a whole year round, you should say it. Avram wanted that the Mesiras Nefesh of the Akedah should be mentioned on what day? On the Hayoyim day. So this is the day that we're coming to, because it's the beginning. And whatever is the beginning, the Gra, the Vilna Gaon says, is more than half. It's like Roiv, and we saw it's equal to everything else that comes after it. Akedas Yitzchak, I don't know if it's a pasuk, it's part of the tefillah. Akedas Yitzchak Lazaroi Hayoyim Barachim and Tiskor. We say it in the davening. So Hayoyim is Hayoyim Hayadua. The day refers to Rosh Hashanah. So Mirz Hashem, if we will take all these ideas into mind as we approach Rosh Hashanah, the day, we're up to the day, and we'll give our all for the day, that Mirz Hashem, it will have a reshine, it will be the beginning of our entire year, and then we'll hope to see what Rabbi Lozer says, that our achris, the end, will be like the tikva, like whatever we hope that the year would bring, that in Mirz Hashem, it will bring, if we put the efforts that right from the start, we do everything to the utmost of our ability, we should all be zocha, to achieve a sima tova, and all our wishes should be fulfilled, and we should have a refuah shleima for the person that we said the shiur for. Chaya et sara bas devora.
You know, as I was mentioning.